This is Gracelyn Keller with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast and the Becker Business Minute Podcast. And I'm excited today to be joined by Jocelyn Herman Saccio, who is the founder of The Art of Being Unmessable With. So Jocelyn, thank you so much for joining me today. I would love for you to start by introducing yourself a little bit further and then telling us about your business.
Great. Thanks. First of all, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. And, you know, I've been a transformative coach and transformational program leader for more than 30 years. So I have worked with owners, CEOs, founders, ordinary people, you know, teenagers, nonprofits for the last 30 years plus, all really designed to empower them to be high performers and fulfill on their visions and dreams, not only in their businesses, but in their lives. And that is what I'm all about. That's my mission. And I'm married almost 30 years and have three children and three businesses and a nonprofit. So I, you know from where I speak.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being here. And I'd love to start our discussion with what you're most focused on or excited about right now.
Well, I'm very excited about the work I'm doing in corporations. I have a partnership with two colleagues that I've known for decades, and the partnership is called Mission B, and we work with companies to develop high-performance teams and have the company be aligned with a purpose. So not only the founder's purpose, but that everyone in the company is clear about what their life's purpose is, and they see the company's ultimate intent as an opportunity to fulfill on their life's purpose. So that's a whole different kind of environment to work in. And I'm very excited about the work that we're doing there with teams.
And what kind of trends are you watching right now in the space of your career?
I'm looking at a lot of purpose-driven leadership and what is that? You know, there's been a lot of iterations of that. And, you know, when I started my nonprofit in 2008, I was working with the UN a lot. And, you know, people were talking about triple bottom lines. And, you know, we started speaking about a quadruple bottom line, which is not just people, profit, and planet, but people, profit, planet, and purpose. And I don't know that I would list purpose as last on that list. If you really want to have a transformative company and enterprise, it, I say, needs to be first, and that everything flows from the purpose, not only of the founder, the CEO, but of the company. Like, why does your company exist on this planet? It can't just be to make profits.
Absolutely. And you spend your time giving advice to people, helping people discover their purposes. So I would love if you could share some advice that you have for emerging leaders, evolving leaders who hope to be in those big leadership positions one day in their career.
Yeah, the thing about leaders versus managers, because, you know, there's a lot of managers out there, but there's few leaders, and leaders require standing in and functioning from their vision. And unfortunately, I think as a culture of human beings, most people don't hang out in the world of vision. They hang out in the world of survival, getting things done, being effective at dealing with whatever life is throwing at you. But that's a very different muscle than creation. And anybody who's ever been in business and started something, you know, that's the most exciting time when you're starting and you're creating, and you might not even know what you're doing. You might even be failing, but you're energized, and it's like a magical time because you're in that space of creation. But then whatever you create, if you're effective and successful at creating it, often shifts over to something you need to manage and something you need to make sure survives, which is a different mode. So a lot of the work that I do with people is getting them to see where they're in reaction mode or managing or surviving, and then shifting them into creation mode, because that is where the juice is. That's where the inspiration is. That's where the purpose is. And, you know, the first thing that you need to be able to see is, what is your vision? And so we so often lose sight of that because we're so busy, you know, with our bottom lines and managing our teams and making sure, you know, things work. We forget why we're doing it in the first place.
Absolutely. Well, Jocelyn, thank you so much for joining me today on the podcast. You've just shared some really insightful points, and I think our listeners will really enjoy. So thank you so much for joining me today on the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast and the Becker Business Minute Podcast.
Great. Thanks so much, Grace. Thanks for having me.